Hey, good morning, everybody. Okay, today we're going to start some Shin Ayin Vav. Shin Ayin Vav has a few important topics that are very relevant halacha lemaisa. First, we're going to talk about Nichum Avelim. That's the first order of business within Shin Ayin Vav. But then after that, we're also going to discuss, in addition to having some discussions about leaving the Beis HaKvaros and some of the Minhagim associated with that, Shin Ayin Vav also has all of the Minhagim relating to, or many of the Minhagim relating to Kaddish and Tefillah, which, as a rabbi, those are most of the questions that you get in Hilchos Avelos, is about Chiyuvim for Kaddish and Tefillah, when to Davin, and which Kaddishim to say, and who gets the rights for the Amud, and what that's all about. But today I want to focus primarily on the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim. Now, the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim might be a mitzvah d'oraisa. Certainly, Gemilas Chesed is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and this of Yavta L'Recha Kamocha is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Nichum Avelim is an example of Gemilas Chesedim, right? That's the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, Perek Yud Dalid, Halacha Aleph, where the Rambam includes it among the list of things that are that one is among the list of ways that one fulfills the mitzvah of chesed. Of course, it's not only a mitzvah, but it's also something that is beneficial to us to go be Menachem Avelim. The pasuk in Koheles tells us Tov lo leches al beis avel mileches al beis mishta, that it is better to go to a beis avel one chayitein alibo. It causes a person to have introspection, think about what they're going to be saying about him at the end, and what really matters in life. And that's certainly something that is worthwhile. In addition to that, it's probably a fulfillment of Mahu Afata, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Menachem Avelim. Pasuk says, Vayihi Achrei Mos Avram, Vayivarech Elokim Es Yitzchak. And the Gemara in Sota, Daf Yudalid, says, yeah, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Nichum Avelim to Yitzchak Avinu. So you see that, why would it ever tell us HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Nichum Avelim to Yitzchak Avinu? So obviously, it's an indication that it's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and therefore something that we are supposed to mimic, that we are supposed to follow in terms of mahu af ata. I would just say a yisod that should be laid out from the very beginning in terms of what is accomplished with Nichum Avelim. We discussed Hespeda, Yakra Dechai, Yakra Deshichvi, the Sugya Mesecha Sanhedrin. What about Nichum Avelim? Who are you performing kindness with? So the most obvious, clear answer is, of course, with the Avelim themselves. But there's another element that emerges as well. And this is pointed out by the Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin and Beis, and really emerges from emerges from the Rambam in the 14th parak of Hilchos Avol. The Rambam writes, Yira Eli, Shenechamas Avelim Kodemes LeBikur Cholim, that Nichum Avelim takes precedence over Bikur Cholim, Shenichum Avelim Gemilz Chesed Emachayim Ve'im Amesim. And the Rambam says explicitly, because Nichum Avelim is a chesed both with the chayim and with the mesim, meaning to the extent that the mace is considered to be either present in the Beis Avel, or just for some other reason, it's considered that because you're talking nicely about him, you're saying nice things about the person, so it is considered to be a chesed with the mesim itself. This is based on the halacha that appears in this simen in Se'if Gimel, which maybe we'll discuss in a little more detail, but the Shulchan Aruch, if you take a quick look at Se'if Gimel over here in Shin Ayin Vav, has an unusual halacha. The Shulchan Aruch didn't make it up, it's a Gemara in Shabbos, but the Shulchan Aruch says, what if there are no Avelim? So then you would imagine, okay, if there's no Avelim, there's no Nichum Avelim. Who are you going to be Menachem? No, says the Shulchan Aruch, Boyin asorim b'nei adam k'sherim v'yoshim v'mekom kol zayin yimei Avelus v'sharam miskaptsim aleim v'im lo yisham asor kavuim b'chol yom v'yom miskaptsim asorim v'sharam v'yoshim v'mekom. They still do something. They gather together by by the house where the person died. Why? What's the purpose? What are you gathering for? Elamai, the Rambam must have derived from that Gemara, from that halacha, the Gemara that paskins that halacha, and it's paskins in Shulchan Aruch as well, that there is a din of Nicham Avelim as far as the mace is concerned as well. And that's going to play a role in a number of the halachos that we discuss as far as Nicham Avelim is concerned. I saw an interesting discussion whether a person should be mevatel Torah for nicham avelim. So typically the halacha is, in order to be whether a person should be mevatel Torah for anything, so generally speaking, the rule of osig mitzvah patim min ha-mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. It's lilmod al minas lasos. A person is supposed to learn so that he then does. But that's only if it's a mitzvah she'i efshar lasos al yidei acherim. But if you have a mitzvah that's efshar lasos al yidei acherim, then one would be mevatel Torah for the... then one would not be mevatel Torah for such a mitzvah. In the Derech Sicha, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Chelek Beis, he says that it's not a good idea for someone to send someone else to a Beis Avel instead of going on his own. And even more, he says it's not a good idea for an Avel to tell his friends, even if they live elsewhere, it's not a good idea for an Avel to tell his friends, don't bother coming, I don't want to be mevatel your Torah. Now, adraba, that's their mitzvah, that's what they're supposed to do. Now, the Pischei Tshuva in Yeridea, in Simen Reish Mem, Sivkat and Ches, when it comes to the mitzvah of Kibbut HaVe'eim, if you're in the same city, so Pischei Tshuva writes, you're certainly you're chayiv to go be Mishareis HaVe'imo. But if you're outside of the city that they live, so then Talmud Torah takes precedence over Kibbut HaVe'eim, and one doesn't have to travel toward that city. Apparently, if you're Osik B'Torah, you see from that Pischei Tshuva, you're pater from being oker yourself entirely from the city in order to perform other mitzvos. So one might suggest, and I sort of Simcha Ben Kohen in a footnote suggested this, that maybe you could say Kal V'Chomer, if that's true of Kibbut HaVe'eim, then it's for sure true of Nichum Avelim. One could argue that it's true of neither of those mitzvos. Meaning it's one thing to be oker yourself where you're going to be ruining your whole life. I mean, you're going to be oker the city that you live in and have to move in order to perform Kibbut HaVe'eim. That in a chinami, that's what the Pischei Tshuva is talking about. That you don't have to do, because in general the mitzvah of Kibbut HaVe'eim is limited in the sense that Kibbut HaVe'eim is mishalav, it's lo mishal ben. A person doesn't have to destroy his entire life or upend his entire life in order to perform the mitzvah. But to take a day trip, you know, to take a trip to go visit your parents, of course you're obligated to do that if you have the ability to take a trip every once in a while to go visit your parents. And certainly for Nicham Avelim, you'll say it's Efshar Lasos HaYidei Acherim. There will be other people that can do the Nicham Avelim. So it should be self-evident that that's ridiculous. It's not Efshar Lasos HaYidei. You have a relationship with the Avel, just like other people have a relationship with the Avel, but each person's relationship is a little bit different. So each person that comes provides a different kind of comfort, a different level of comfort. And therefore, when you go visit the Beis Avel, you're providing a comfort that's E.F. Shalasos al Yidei Acherim. Rabbi Yaakov Bender recently commented that he said every time he's clearing whether he should or shouldn't be Menachem Avel, and then he goes to be Menachem Avel, he's always thankful that he did, because sometimes he'll show up in the middle of the day, Rabbanim like to come in the middle of the day, and nobody's there at that time. You know, there happens to be nobody that's around, or the Avelim are so appreciative that you went out of your way. So of course it's a mitzvah of Nichum Avelim I would think it's pashut that it's something that's e'efshar lasos al yedei acherim. We'll discuss what to say, the right things to say, but first let's discuss the Gemara in Moed Katan Chav Chesem Beis Amrav Yidom Rav. Eina Menachem in Rasha'in Lomar Dover, probably the most well-known halacha in Nichum Avelim, that the Menachemim are not allowed to say anything ad sheyiftach ha'avel, and we learn it from Iyov that till the Avel speaks first, the Menachemim are not allowed to speak. So the Beis Yosef writes that which the Ramban writes in Torah Ha'adam in Nimr Rabbeinu Haigon, that the Avelim are maschil and they say Baruch Dayan Emes, it's for this reason. meaning because the Rav Haigon says the minig is that people walk into Menachem, the Avelim say Baruch Dayan Emes on the spot. Why? Because they're trying to get the conversation going, because no one else is allowed to speak until they speak first. In the Prisha, in Shin Sadi Gimel, Oz Gimel, he says he doesn't understand our minag, that Al Harov, he says, the Avel is not maschil dabra at all. People just come in and they sit and then they say Amakom Yinachem and that's it. He doesn't have the words Amakom Yinachem, it's Hashem Yinachemcha im Shara Velitzion. But the same idea. He says, that's Tenchume Avelim? You come in and you don't say a word the whole time and then you just say that Hashem Yinachemcha? How's that Tenchume Avelim? So he says, because it could be, says the Prisha, that just entering and sitting, lekavod, is called nichum avelim. That itself, just being there, is considered to be nichum avelim. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that it's mestaver, that the isser of being poseach tchila for the menachem, to be poseach tchila, is only when it's bedivrei nichumim. But if the menachem sees that the avil is not poseach, so then you're allowed to say hamakom menachem. That's not called that you're speaking before the avil, to just say the words hamakom menachem before you leave. But what is behind this halacha? This is such a strange halacha, right? That you're going to go in and you're not allowed to say a word until the avilim speak. What's the svara over here of not saying a word before the avelim speaks? So it seems that there are two or three different approaches in the poskim as to why this is. The Levush in Shinayin Vav over here, Sif Aleph, says the reason is v'taima demstaveru klomer shehu maschi laharos tsaro shemitztair ma'od al meso v'achar kach maschi l'nachemo. Let him express his tsar, and then you're menachem him. Why can't you be menachem him before he expresses it? Aval mikodem ein shayuch l'nachemo deshema eino mitztair al meso. How do you know that he's experiencing any tzar? And if you don't know that he's experiencing any tzar, then it's not nechama. Whatever you're doing is not nechama, because he doesn't need nechama. So it's only nechama when you know that he's expressing tzar. So the Badei HaShulchan in the Bi'urim, in Dibur Maschil, Ein HaMenachemim, gives a different reason. He says the exact opposite. He says, Lulei Divrei Alevush, I would have said, Ipcha, De'ein Liftoach L'Nachemo, Deshema Mitzta'er Kol Kachat Sha'adayin Ein Makom L'Nachemo. Meaning it could be that he's so tzubrachni, he's so broken that he's not ready to be a mekabel tanchumim. Only when he's able to talk a little bit, when he's able to open up a little bit, is he expressing that he's even able to be mekabel tanchumim. In the Sefer Tziyunei Halacha, they quote from Rav Elyashiv that the idea is that the whole idea of Nichum Avelim is that it's Gemilas Chesed with the Avel. So the Nichum is Talui in the Avel, and he's not always ready to be Misnachim. So if he's in a situation where he's not ready to be Misnachim, then don't be Menachim him. So we have these two basic models. One is that he might not require Nichum, and the other is that he might not be ready for Nichum yet, that he might not be ready for Nechama at that point. Those are the two explanations. Now, Tzitz Eliezer in the Ha'aros, in the back of the Sefer Pnei Baruch, points out that he was always bothered by the kasha of why it is that you're not allowed to say anything, and he quotes the Levush, and he says that based on that Levush, as long as you realize that he is mitzta'er, and mitoch the tsar and yagon, he's not able to speak, then you're allowed to speak first. Obviously, according to the Badei HaShulchan, that wouldn't work. Meaning, if he's not able to speak, could be because he's too broken, and he's not ready to be misnachim. But according to the Levush, it makes a lot of sense. He also says that as long as the Avel was poseach originally to speak in front of the menachemim, the new menachemim that show up don't need to now wait for the avil to speak to them. A lot of times people are confused. If the conversation's going and he's talking, he doesn't have to address you directly when you come to be menachem. you see that he's talking already, that means that he's expressing his tzar, according to the Levush, or according to the Badei HaShulchan, that he's ready for Nechama. And he says that the Chazon Ish very often would go in and would speak first, because he saw that the Avel was afraid to speak. Tzitz Eliezer writes that people of a certain stature, when they walk into a Beis Avel, the Avelim are often terrified, meaning these are very chashuva people, and they don't want to say anything to them. They're like afraid to say anything because they have a yiras haromus of the people. But these gedolei Yisrael have to be menachem also. So in Yalkut Yosef it says that Ravadia also used to all the time. He would come in and he would speak to the avelim before they speak to him. So that's also based on the idea that it's just the only reason you're not allowed to speak first is because either you're afraid that he's not ready for Nechama or that he's not able to have Nechama. Now, another common case where it becomes a little bit uncomfortable in terms of waiting for the Avel to speak is on the telephone. Right, if you get a phone call or you're doing Nichum Aveilim on the telephone. So first of all, is it a good idea to do Nichum Aveilim on the telephone? So Pashtus is that we discussed that there are these two types of Nichum Aveilim. In the Sefer Pnei Baruch, he quotes from a Tshuvas Minchas David, Siman Ayin Beis, don't do Nichum Aveilim on the telephone because Nichum Aveilim is Gemilas Chasadim for the mace also, because the Neshama is Onenes Shom, and the Neshama is not there when you're on the telephone. But obviously, if you can't go, then the next best thing is Nichum Aveilim on the telephone, because at least the Bein Adon L'Chaveru of the guy, of the Avel himself, is fulfilled. In fact, Rav Moshe and Or Chaim Chelek Dalid, Simen Mem Os Yud Aleph, points out these two inyanim of Nichum Aveilim, to be Menachem the Avel B'Divrei Tanchumen, to be Medaber Alibo, and also the second inyan, L'Tovas Hameis. And he says, you're definitely not Yotzei L'Tovas Hameis Al Yidei Telephone, but L'Tovas HaAvel, you're partially Yotzei. Not as good, certainly not as good, better to be there in person, but at least you're partially Yotzei. In the Deborah Tzina Rav's Tshuvas in Be'er Moshe, Chelek Zayin, he has a section called Kuntros Electric, where he discusses technology-related issues. So he agrees with Rav Moshe, and he says, oh, he brings a lot more makaros, if you want to look there, about Nichum Aveilim and telephone. So the Zoom Nichum Aveilim, in a certain sense, is very nice that we've been able to do that. It is certainly not the ideal, meaning that should not become the new normal. Normal, so to speak, for when all of this passes. That is not okay. Thank you, but I'm middle shape. Thank you so much. Okay, iced coffee, everybody. All right. So the Zoom Nichum Aveilim. Nor should the Zoom saying shir become the norm, because the Zoom Nichum Aveilim is not ideal in the sense that it's really costing us in terms of the Nichum Aveilim that's done for the sake of the mace. The Gemara says further in Moed Katan over there that the Avel is Yoshev Barosh. So the Aruch HaShulchan just points out that that's only when you're having a su'uda in the Beis Avel. That the Avel, they used to have a sarakosos of yayin. Okay, so that's the Avel is Yoshev Barosh. But you don't have to worry about setting up shiva chairs to make sure that there's some sort of rosh that the Avel is sitting on. That's not really a halacha. It's really about su'uda. The Gemara goes on to say, earlier, Chav Zayin Beis, the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Avel, Kivin Shnanea Rosho, Shuvein Menachem Roshon Leishevitzlo. Once the Avel shakes his head, so the Menachemim are not allowed to sit near him anymore. And the Ramban explains, it's quoted by the Tur, because since the Avel is Asr B'Sheila Shalom, so he's unable to tell you what he wants to tell you, which is, Say Shem L'Shalom. That's what he would like to say. But he can't, because he's not allowed to do Shem L'Shalom. So what does he do? So he bends his head a little bit, and, sort of body language, tries to encourage you to get the heck out of his house because he wants to go to sleep, right? So that's and you're supposed to pick up on that body language. Remember when I was teaching in DRS, they used to tell us for parent-teacher conferences that a lot of times they had like these 5-minute slots with each parent, and they used to say if you can't give the update on how the kid is doing in 5 minutes, then that's probably a parent you should have been in touch with, you know, over the course of the semester leading up to that point. They probably shouldn't rely on those 5 minutes. But sometimes parents, they want to shoot the breeze. They want to tell you how the older kids are doing and ask you how your kids are doing. It's dumb. They like schmoozing with the, you know, with the rabbi or the teacher or whatever. So they used to tell us, body language, start standing up, walking them out of the room, you know, just so the Avel has like this built-in body language that that people are supposed to understand. So the Aruch HaShulchan and Siv Gimel says, Etzleinu, we don't know this simen. People don't know this simen. And because people are unaware of this simen, they're not familiar with this simen. So it's important for the Menachemim to take it on themselves to figure out when it's time to actually leave. So and that's a very important thing. A person, when they're Menachem Avelim, has to realize you're not there for yourself, you're there for the Avel. And sometimes the Avel's tired. It doesn't matter how long you sat in traffic. And if the Avel's not interested, then you're not really doing the chesed that you're supposed to be doing. The Ramah writes that there are certain things you're not allowed to say. Right, there are certain things you should say, shouldn't say. So let's get into some of that. So the Rama writes, you do not say, an avel should not say, lo nefrati kifi ma'asei. He should not say, an avel should not say, I deserve worse. I deserve to be punished a lot worse than this. Or things like that, because there's a principle of al yiftach pel l'satan, especially at a shas hakana. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, and for that reason, we don't say tachnun in the Beis HaAvel. Right? You may wonder, why in the world wouldn't we say Tachlin in the Beis Avel? We don't say Tachlin at happy times. Why wouldn't we say Tachlin in the Beis Avel? Because Tachlin includes Vidui. And you say Chatasi. So in Kolshkein, if you say actual Vidui in your Tachlin, right? If you have Nusach Svart or whatever, and you have an actual Vidui. So certainly you don't want to include such things. It says also not Vuhurachlin, because Loka Chateinu Tasalanu. So to acknowledge Chataenu is never a good idea at a Shasa Sakana. So that's where the minute came from, that there's no Tachnun in a Beis Avel, and that we avoid certain things. So the Ramah in Siv Beis tells us that as a Menachem, there are certain things you shouldn't say also, such as one should not say Malucha la'asos ki efshar l'shanos. Meaning, we have a principle, we have a halacha that one is supposed to do what's called tziduk hadin. Tziduk hadin is that we're baruch dayon ha'emes, that one acknowledges the justice of God's judgment. So to say malucha la'asos, what can you do? You can't change it. That's kigiduf. That makes it sound like if you could change it, you would. But that's not the goal. The goal is to be mekabel the gezeira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'ava. Now it should be noted that the Taz quotes that the Marshal disagrees. However, the pashtus is that we paskin like this Ramah. Even though the Marshal disagrees, the Taz then defends the shita of the Ramah. So those are some of the things that you should or should not say. Other things that that should or should not be said when it comes to the Beis Avel. Let's see. There is a halacha that an avel is not allowed to be masiach daito min ha'avelus. He's not supposed to be masiach das from the avelus. So if you start stam schmoozing with him about other things, so then that would constitute hesach hadas from the avelus, and that lechora would be a problem. So you're supposed to focus when you talk to the avelim. You're supposed to focus on the mace himself, you know, and his qualities. Meaning, the idea is to try to alleviate the pain. Certainly, right? Certainly, it's a mitzvah to do a tziduk hadin, to acknowledge the pain that the avel is going through, but to try to impart to him that kol David Rachmana l'tavavid, and we don't know exactly why things happen. The Kliyaka writes that the Ikr Tanchumin is that the mace was zocha to is now being zocha to all the goodness that's reserved for tzaddikim. For tzaddikim in Olam Haba, so that certainly is a major element of it. But to just shoot the breeze and talk about things that have nothing to do with anything. So the Rama writes in Shin Pei Hei, Sif Aleph, and the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Pei Ches, Sif Zayin, that in the Beis Avel, you don't say Shmua Vagada, right? You don't say Divrei Torah in Shmua in the Beis Avel. Rather, Yoshvim V'domimim, so Kal V'chomer, it's also to be Medaber, Dvarim Acherim. So Rav Sturmbach in Shuvus Van Hagos, Chelik Aleph Sim Tafresh Tzadi Aleph, says that the ideal conversation is to talk about the qualities of the Niftar, the mitzvos that he did, the zechuyos that he generated, the family that he built, to speak nice things about him, and other things should not be said. I mean, just shooting the breeze should not be done. And it's a kal v'chomer misha'el shalom. However, some contemporary poskim suggest that sometimes what the person needs is a distraction. And if the idea is to ease the tsar of the avel, so some of the contemporary poskim suggest that a little bit, of easing the tsar by providing a distraction of friendship and camaraderie, so a little bit of that is called for. But that should certainly not be the primary conversation. Meaning, an appropriate thing to say if you didn't know the mace and you only know the avel is, can you tell me a little bit about your father? Can you tell me a little bit about your mother? Open up to let them talk about the Niftar, because that's really supposed to be the conversation. Rav Schachter often points this out, that he thinks it's totally inappropriate that people just talk about the children and the grandchildren, or whatever, and that they're not focused on the Avelus itself. It is a kiyum of Nichum Avelin, as we said, even to just say Hamakom Yinachem Eschem, that also counts, even though the Prisha wasn't sure why that counts, but that also counts, probably because your very presence to be Mishtatef in their Tzar is also something. The Medrash tells us, the Gemara tells us rather, in Moed Katan, Chafal from Beis, that Rabbi Akiva told the people who came to be Menachem him when his children died, that he's feeling a sense of Nechama because of the kavod that they did for him. What kavod did they do for him? Showing up is also a kavod. So that seems to be a fulfillment. And the truth is, yeah, so that's the Prisha that we discussed. The Chavetz Chaim in Avas Chesed, Chelek Gimel, in the end of Parakhas, he says, V'nei yisod inyan nichum avelim, hu kedei lenachmo mitzaro, v'aminu la'olam sha'omru mamoku minachim, v'im shebezei yotzi mitzvos nichum avelim, mikol mokum yoter tov, im yachol ledabar alibo ulafigo mitzaro be'ezid diburim, shezeu ikra nichum. So Chavetz Chaim says, yes, hamoku minachim does count, but better also to make sure that you have an actual conversation with the person to give him a sense of nechama. The Gemara also says, Chav Zayinim Beis, that a kol chayav namod b'fnei nasi, except for an avel and a chola, that everyone has to stand for a nasi when he walks in, but an avel does not have to, a chola does not have to. And the kola omed omer shev chutz me'avel v'chola. Another thing you're not allowed to say to an avel is sit down. Because if the avel stands up to tell him to sit down, the Gemara says it sounds like you're telling him shev bavelusha, that you should stay in your avelus, that you remain seated in your avelus, and shev in your choli, shev becholi shelcha. So the Mukhe Yosef writes over there that you should say amokim yivarich eschem al tatrichu. That the better thing to say is, Kodesh Baruch Hu should bless you, don't burden yourself. But to tell them to sit is not appropriate. The Shach in Shin Pei Zayin Sifka Nalev writes that the Avel doesn't really have to sit, except for when the Menachemim are there, but he's allowed to go and stand up, to go greet them. But once they're sitting down, he should sit down as well. When they're being menachim him in the Leket Yosher in Yardaya, he writes b'chol pam. He talks about Trumas Desha and he says haya omed kishabo menachim metzlo. He would stand up after b'shiyashav kvar ad sharmelu chulu shalom. And that he used to stand when the menachemim would come. So really, the avel should be sitting during the nechama, But he doesn't have to, it's not an absolute requirement that he has to sit down. If he got up to daven, and you want to be Menachem Avel, you could fulfill Nicham Avelim even if he's still standing up. Sometimes people are uneasy about that, right? The Avel is standing, and like, oh no, he's standing, I need to go, I want to be Menachem, I want to say Makom Menachem. You could say Makom Menachem if he's standing up also, before you check out. Different Gedolim had different customs in terms of when they are the Menachim, would they stand when they do the Nicham Avelim. So that's there are different Minhagim as far as that is concerned. Some do will stand up before they say Amakom Menachem, I guess to let it be known that they are leaving, that it's the end of the conversation. Others will not. There's no great Hakpada one way or the other on that. There is a discussion in the Achronim, what if there's only one Avel? Do you still say Amakom Menachem Eschem? Sometimes you see on the signs that they have, you know, for people who don't know the phrase by heart, they'll have it in, you know, conjugated in both ways. They'll have Makom Menachem Eschem, Makom Menachem Eschem, and sometimes they only have a Makom Menachem Eschem. So in the Sefer Tziyunei Halacha, he says that Rav Elyashiv told Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim Kanievsky, his son-in-law, but his mechutin Reb Chaim Brim, that he was Menachem Avil the Ger Rebbe when he was sitting Shiva alone, and the Ger Rebbe asked Rav Elyashiv, what do you tell someone who's sitting Shiva alone? Do you say Amakom Menachem Eschem, or do you say Blashon Yachid? So first thing you learn from that story is great, great Talmidei Chacham weren't sure. Right, that the Ger Rebbe asked the Shaila to Rav Elyashiv what you should do. And Rav Elyashiv says, it's Pashut from the Rambam that you say Amakom Menachem Eschem. Which Rambam? Remember, the Rambam we started with. What's the Nicham Avelim? It's Nechama for the Avel. It's also Nechama for the Nifter. So therefore, it's Amakom Menachem Eschem, because it's, you're talking both to the Avel as well as to the Nifter. So based on that Rambam, Rav Elyashiv thought that you should say Amakom Menachem Eschem all the time. There are those that add the words Vlo Sosifu L'da'ava Od. Right, so that they add that that you shouldn't have any sorrow anymore. You should know of no more sorrow. And a lot of times you'll see that after people say Amakom Menachem, they'll add a few words like that. So Rav Elyashiv was asked about that as well, and he said, good idea, nice thing to say. So they asked him, but the Mischadshim were Mosif this. This is something that came from left-wing circles. So Rav Elyashiv said, stop drawing me a cup. That's what they have on record. So the Maisa that they tell was that when Rav Elyashiv had to send a Nichum Avelim letter to someone, so he asked them to type it up, and then he would read the letter, and it said on the end, Amakom Menachem Eschem, and then he just added in his own handwriting, V'lo Sosifu L'dava Od, meaning he was really not convinced that just because it came from Mischadshim, I don't know what that even means, like who was Mischadish, but he was not convinced that we have to refrain from it. And Adrabba, you find a lot of times the most comforting and meaningful things that people say is right as they're leaving. You know, they'll say something sweet, they'll say something nice as they're leaving. That is entirely appropriate. It's probably not so appropriate to then monopolize the conversation as you're standing up and leaving when everyone else is like waiting to to have a conversation. But that, you know, to say something short and sweet, something nice, something meaningful is appropriate. Let's get to questions before we move weiter. Nicham Avelim, what do we have here? If the mace's neshama is in the house of the mace, why can't they also hear you over the telephone or see through the Zoom? Above my pay grade to answer. I have no idea. What if they get nechama by shmoozing about other things? Yes, we discussed that a little bit. What should an avel do if someone starts speaking to him about something else? In my experience, often people think that it's best to distract the avel. Yeah, so probably, you know, sometimes there are some people that are very good at being avelim. I mean, it's a terrible thing to say, but you know that like they handle it properly. They know how to handle the conversations very well and direct the conversations. And some people not as good at it. But if an avel goes in as it is important as rabbis, you should let the avel know about this in advance. That he should try to gear the conversation, direct the conversation more in the direction of talking about the nifter, and that really does provide more of a nechama than distraction usually. So that's what he should do. He should direct the conversation. If the goal of nechama avelim is to make the avil feel comforted, How is it possible we're giving rules about what that entails? Shouldn't it be different for each and every avel? The avel gets no comfort from Hamakom Menachem, then how is it a kiyum? Right? Enochinami. Hamakom Menachem is just a way of expressing that you want to give nechama. Your presence is the ultimate nechama. Yeah, I mean, is the ultimate nechama, because the most important thing that's universal is that people don't want to feel like they're alone. Part of the experience of avelus is that it's a lonely feeling, and it doesn't matter how many other children the person has, how many siblings, how many whatever. It doesn't matter, because the relationship that you have with that person is a very unique relationship, and you don't have that relationship with anybody else. So to know that you're never going to have that relationship again is a very lonely feeling. So to know that there are other people that are with you takes away a little bit of that loneliness. But in a chinami, when it comes to nicham avelim, there's a lot of leeway. What we're giving is guideposts, but there's a lot. No one tells you have to say, you know, that the entire conversation should consist of these words or those words. You say whatever makes sense as far as nicham avelim. Also, how is wishing your dead relative was still alive any more chiruf agidav than trying to stop them from dying in the first place? No, that's a totally different story. You're allowed to be mispal takarosh baruch. You just can't change the past, because that's a tefillah shav. So once one is trying to change the past, and the other is trying to direct the future based on your zechuyos. On a practical note, to stay standing and talk after you say I'm really uncomfortable for the avil to crane his or her neck. Yeah, it's uncomfortable, and it's also not nice. It's not nice to the other people in the room either. So probably that should be something that's short and sweet when you're about to leave the avil. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the timing of nicham avelim. When should nicham avelim be done? The Geshar Chaim in Perichav Osei Sifkat Nehei writes that Rabbim Makpidim Shalol Lechus LeBeis Avel Kodim Yom Hagimel, that there are many people that are Makpid not to go to the Beis Avel before day 3, Mishum Shagimel Yamim Lebechi, because the Gemara Moed Katan tells us that there's 3 days Lebechi. Va'az tak v'shal avelus, and that's the most challenging time of the avelus. V'kashal ol lekabel tanchumen, you can only be menachim when he's ready to be mekabel tanchumen. By the way, that's the reason that there's no mitzvah of nicham avelim while the person is still an onen. He's not yet ready for kabel tanchumen, so there's no mitzvah of nicham avelim. He's not an avel. He's not ready for nechama. There was a practice. I don't know if it's still happening, but for a while in our community, there was a practice that the avelim before the funeral would sit like in this holding room on the side, and all the people, all the friends who were on their way into the funeral would come and be Menachem Avelim before the funeral even started. That doesn't seem to be the right thing to do. It doesn't seem to be signing a guest book, let you know who was here, whatever, that's fine, that's nice. But I don't think a real Nichem Avelim, they'll see that there was a crowd of people when they come out to give the Spedim and to do the Levaya. The Geshar Chaim goes on to say, and another thing about the first 3 days, as we'll learn about, is that he's Eino Meshiv Shalom, and Sheila Shalom we learn from Hanuk Dom, and the Avel has to be Mima'it Bedvarim. So since the Menachemim are not allowed to speak until the Avel speaks first, and many of the Menachemim wait until the Avel speaks first, if you come within the first 3 days, you're going to be Goreim, that the Avel is going to be Medaber Kedarko, that he's going to carry on normal conversations. And that's what's behind the minhag not to go in the first 3 days. However, says the Geshar HaChaim, if it's Kashalo Lenachem Acharkach, if it's going to be difficult to be Menachem afterwards, then you can go to the Beis Avel even within the first 3 days, because the Nicham Avelim starts already at the cemetery. We already make a shura of Menachemim, and we say Hamakom Menachem right there at the cemetery. So that's why it's not really a problem during the first 3 days. That is what the Geshar HaChaim writes. It seems obvious that if you're going to provide actual nechama in the first 3 days, and he's going to feel very lonely, and he's not going to feel cared for by not coming, so obviously one should come during the first 3 days. In the Das Torah, He points out in Medrash Tanchuma that also sounds like not to be menachem within the first 3 days. But then he quotes a whole number. Marsham quotes a whole number of other makaros that you are menachem toch gimel. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Yudzayin and Bey says kavras ameis v'chazru. So if they're able to be maskalig marachli agilu shurei yaschilu. And Rashi says shei menachem v'misavel b'shuva menakever behekav shuras vivosav. Now you see that, like we just mentioned from the Geshar Chaim, that they actually do nichma velim at the cemetery. So it's obviously within the first 3 days. The Rambam in Parakut Gimel of Hilchasavel Halacha Aleph writes keistad menachem v'misavelim. Acher kvuras hameis miskabtzim avelim, v'kalam alav mes hameis omdim savv lem shura lefnei shura, v'menachem bal eitzal avelim v'om lem tenchumu min ha-shemayim, v'achar kach holchem avelim lebeisam. So you see, right there on day one, they're menachem avelim. Now the truth is, neither of those passages are a raya at all, l'chora. Because in both of those passages, we're talking about the shura at the cemetery. The shura at the cemetery is l'chora a different din than regular nichum avelim. Yes, it's nichum avelim, but it's nichum avelim shel tzibur. It's not the nichum avelim of an individual. And it's a nichum avelim that by its very nature doesn't involve the avel speaking bichlal. Meaning the whole reason why the Geshar Chaim said people have a practice not to go in the first 3 days is because Hanegdom, the Avil, is supposed to be more in silence over the first 3 days. Well, he is in silence when he walks through the Shura at the cemetery. He's not saying anything. So it would not be a violation of Hanegdom. These are two different dinim of Nichum Avelim, right? There is a halacha of Nichum Avelim of a Yachid and Nichum Avelim of a Tzibur. That's why we're Einom de Meshura, unless you have 10 people there, unless you have a minion there, you don't stand Beshura, because the whole idea is that it's representing the community being Menachem him. And then each member of that Shura is undoubtedly over the course of Shiva, they're going to show up to the Beis Avil also, but that's the Nichum Avelim of a Yachid. A lot of times you have like that. You have, Rav Shaptov often points out, you have a lot of mitzvahs like that where there's a Chovas HaTzibur and there's a Chovas HaYachid to do the same, very same mitzvah. Right? What does the Gemara say in Bab Basra? That every city has an obligation to establish a Kupa Shel Tzedakah. Tamchui shel tzedakah. What do you mean? I have a mitzvah of tzedakah. Why do I? What does it mean? A city has to establish tzedakah funds? Yeah, there's a chovas hatzibur that there should be a mechanism within that city through which aniyim know where they can be taken care of. And each individual has to give. De machzor sheyachzalo. Each individual psach tiftach. Each individual has a chiyuv of giving tzedakah. So you find that by Talmud Torah also. V'limatamus mneichem. Every father has an obligation to teach his son Torah. And yet Rabbi Shimon Gamla was also mesakein that in b'chol yevir b'chol pelech u'pelech that you have to set up malam de tinokos. What do you mean? You already have a chiyuv for every father. That's a chovas hayachid that doesn't go away. But there's a chovas hatzibur as well. So here also by Nichum Avelim, you have both a Chovas HaYachid and a Chovas HaTzibur. So to bring rayas that one can fulfill the Chovas HaYachid within the first 3 days from all the cases, from the one and only case really, of the Chovas HaTzibur of Nichum Avelim, seems to be a little bit stretched. But there are other rayas as well. The Gemara in Ksubis, Tav Chesam Beis, tells us that Reb Chiya Bar Abba was Shachav LeYenuka. Lo Aleinu, he lost a child. So Reish Lakish on the first day didn't come to visit him, and the next day he went to visit him. So that's what the Gemara tells us. So you see right away, on day two he was already showing up. So it doesn't seem like the minhag was to wait till day three. In fact, in the Sefer Pnei Baruch, he points out that many Gedolim Dafka had the minhag to come within the first 3 days. It was less crowded. It was when you'd have more the Avil's attention a little bit more. The Stipler in Orchus Rabbeinu Chelek Dalid, page Kuf Dalid, says the Stipler used to Dafka go on day one. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes Liakov Yaradeya Simon Shinai and Vav says that he never heard in Litta, they never had such a minhag not to go in the first 3 days. They always went in the first 3 days. So the Rosh Hashanah Zalman wasn't makbid about this. So this is not like an ironclad rule that you're not allowed to go within the first 3 days of the Shiva. One is permitted to go within the first 3 days of the Shiva. Now, what about doing Nichum Avelim on Shabbos and on Yantiv? So the Gemara tells us that Bekoshi, they were matir Nichum Avelim on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos in Siman Reish Pei Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch writes you're allowed to be Menachem Avelim on Shabbos. It's based on Gemara and Shabbos Daf Yud Beis, right? The Gemara says that Bekoshi they were matir being Menachem Avelim and Vakar Cholim on Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah over there, ooh, Bekoshi they were matir. Sounds like it's not ideal, and therefore much better to go during the week and not to be Menachem on Shabbos. There is no Avelus Befarasi on Shabbos, but Nichum Avelim they allowed on Shabbos, but only Bekoshi. However, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Chav Dalet Halacha Hey, the Rambam sounds that we're menachim b'Shabbos l'chadchila, and the Tur sounds that way as well. That it's not only a din b'diavad like the Mishnah Berurah says. Sounds much more that it is that it's a din l'chadchila. This seems to be a split among Sfardim and Ashkenazim. Sfardim do it, Ashkenazim don't. Essentially, it's usually the way it works out. To be menachim avelim on Shabbos is something that we don't do. However, even if one is going to be Menachem on Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah writes that just like by Bikur Cholin, right, we say when we daven for the Cholah, Shabbos Yimei Lizok, Rufor Kravalavo, we're not as familiar with this, but when one is Menachem Avelim on Shabbos, Shabbos Yimei Lenachem Unuchama Kravalavo, that a person should recite that passage. That's what you say as the Nichum. Because to say Amachem Menachem Eschem is problematic. Why is it problematic? Apparently because it's an Isra of Bakashas Trachim. That saying Amachem Menachem is similar to Bakashas Trachim. So you're not allowed to be Mvachish Trachim on Shabbos. That's an interesting topic, why that is. You're not allowed to be Mvachish Trachim on Shabbos, not just on Shabbos. You're also not allowed to be Bakashas Trachim on Yantif. So therefore you say Shabbos Himilizok or Yom Tov Himilizok in terms of the... when you're doing the Nichum. You know, the idea that you're not allowed to be Mevakesh Tzrachim on Shabbos, you know, it could be that the Isser is Mishum Tzar, that the Isser it's expressing a sense of Tzar when one is Mevakesh Tzrachim. But the Isser, there may be two separate Isurim. First, two separate reasons. First, when you're Vakish Shachim, you're showing that you haven't put aside the weekdays. Meaning, normally a person is supposed to go into Shabbos with the attitude of Kol Melachto Asuya, that he took care of whatever he needs to take care of. And he's not doing that when he's mevakeish tzrachim on Shabbos. That's what Shulchan Aruch passed in the Siman Shin Vav. That tzarich adam sheyeh be'inav kilu kol melachto asuya. So that's what the Karban Eidah comments on the Yerushalmi. That's why you're not allowed to be mevakeish tzrachim on Shabbos. And the other reason we said is because it's a violation of Oneg Shabbos because it's causing a person to experience tzar and daaga on Shabbos. So whatever the reason is, it seems that's why there's this modified Shabbos and Yantif kind of Nichum Avelim. The reason that that's interesting in terms of the idea that there is Nichum Avelim on Shabbos and Yantif, it's just modified in a certain way, is that the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Beis, tells us, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, I'm reading the wrong thing, is that the Gemara in Sukkah, rather, Daf Mem Aleph and Beis, tells us about the minhag of the Anshei Yerushalayim, right? The Gemara is trying to emphasize how the Anshei Yerushalayim used to walk around all day carrying their lulavim. That Rav Shachti used to always tell us, Rav Salvechik always said, that there's no such thing as just a nice thing to do in Judaism. It's always got to be a kiyum of some sort. So it must be that carrying the lulav all day was a kiyum. It was a kiyum mitzvah in some way, just by carrying the lulavim. But the Gemara tells us that kachayim in hagan shalan shirushalayim, adam yotze mi beso vilulav biyado. They went out in the morning carrying the lulav. Holech levaker cholim ulenachim aveilim v'lulav biyado. And they went to be mevaker cholim and be menachim aveilim, carrying their lulavim in their hands. Now it's interesting because the Rambam in the 14th parak of Hilchos Avel, Halacha Zayin, and this quoted by the Ramah in the name of the Kolbo, says that Nichum Avelim is before Bikur Cholim. Now Nichum Avelim comes before Bikur Cholim. So it's interesting because in the Gemara, And when it describes Yanshi Yerushalayim, it says, Holech Levaker Cholim Ulenachem Avelim. So it sounds like Biker Cholim is before Nichem Avelim. So Rav Zsolti in the Mishnas Yaivitz in Yardea, Simen Lamed Zayin, suggests that in Yom Tov there's no mitzvah of Nichem Avelim because there's no Avelus Beregel. So you're just calming him down, but Bikur Cholim is still in full force. As opposed to, generally speaking, when it's not Yantiv and you're not carrying a Lulav because it's not Yantiv, there's the full mitzvah of Nichem Avelim. So Yom Tov Himilizok may just, or Yom Tov Himilinachim may mean that, yeah, Bekoshi there were Matir to be Menachem Avelim might mean that it's not really the full mitzvah of Nichem Avelim. That Bekoshi there were Matir that you're allowed to have, comforting kinds of conversations with the mourner. But it's not really Nichem Avelim, because Nichem Avelim, as we saw before, means that the Avel first expresses his tzar. And when he expresses his tzar, then you're Menachem. You're not supposed to do that in Yantiv. He shouldn't be expressing his tzar. So it's a watered-down version of Nichem Avelim. So since it's a watered-down version of Nichem Avelim that doesn't include him expressing his tzar and then you being Menachem him, so it makes sense that then Bikur Cholim, which it's not about him expressing his tzar, it's just about the metzias that he's a chola, that certainly would apply on Shabbos. So Bikur Cholim on Shabbos and Yantiv would come before Nichem Avelim. That's what they, along those lines at least, is what Rav Zsolti suggests. He's not the only one to have asked that question about the Gemara in Sukkah, but that's what we'll go with for now. I think there's Sfasemis also like that, that asks that question. There is also a halacha. The Rama writes that you shouldn't go be menachem in oyev. We discussed this a little bit in Shin Lamed Hei. Be the same with being mevaker chola to an oyev, to an enemy, because he's going to think that you're celebrating his downfall. And as we mentioned then, hakol lefia inyan, that everything is dependent on the situation at hand. Another interesting point. The Rav Sturmbach in Tshuvas VaHanhagos, Chelek Aleph Siman Tafresh Tzadi Aleph, writes that he heard from one of the Ger Rebbe's that when he was sitting with his family members and they were all Avelim, he said, even though he's an Avel, it doesn't exempt him from the mitzvah of Nichem Avelim. And therefore, when he went to sleep at night, after they closed the door and no one was coming in anymore, he got up and he was Menachem the other Avelim, before he went to sleep at night, because he said, "I also have mitzvah Nichem Avelim." The pashtus is that if you think about the two elements of Nichem Avelim, so it's the Nichem of the Nifter and the Nichem of the Chayim. So they should still apply, to an Avel himself. So he's not exempt from Nichem Avelim. I was asked once, I remember who the chasna was. I was asked once, I was at a chasna once, I think it was Masada Kiddushin even, at a chasna, and then it was mamish, like, maybe 2 days later that the uncle of the chasna, it was the uncle of the chasen died 2 days later. He was very, very sick at that time and died 2 days later. So they wanted to know, can they go be Menachem Avelim? Can the chasen and Kala go to be Menachem Avel during the Sheva Brachos? So the Pashtus is yes, right? Meaning a chasen and Kala, while they do have a personal mitzvah of Simcha and a personal Yom Tov for them, but they're not pater from mitzvos, and the reality is that there are avelim that need nechamas. Even though Yom Tov pushes away avelos, that's only Yom Tov, which is a simcha for everybody. That's a Yom Tov for everybody. So l'chora they can go and be menachem the avelim. Gemilas chasadim, the Mishnah in Peah says, is ein lo shir. The mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim, the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos on that mitzvah, Mishnah and Peah, says like Nichem Avelim and Bikur Cholim. So if a person, sometimes people wonder, how many times should I go, or how long should I stay? So obviously, don't overstay your welcome, but how many times you should go? As many times as you go, it's a mitzvah. Meaning, it's not like sometimes people will ask. One of the more common questions that rabbis get, and it's not a serious lamdish question, is, do you say hamakom every time? You know, if I'm going to be in and out of the house, do I say I'm welcome every time? Just the first time? Just the last time? So it's a more very common question. You can say I'm welcome as few or as many times as you want. But each time you go and you show that you're present and that you're there for the Avelim, it's a kiyum mitzvah of Nichum Avelim. So that is certainly that's certainly entirely appropriate. Many Avelim have the practice to answer Amen to the bracha of Hamakom Yenachem. That's a question: whether it's a bracha and a bakasha, or it's just a bakasha and a tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be menachem them. But either way, there are many that have the practice to answer Amen. If I recall correctly, I think Rav Shechter answered Amen to each Hamakom that he got when he was sitting shiva, if I recall correctly. What else in terms of Nichum Avelim? Let's see if we have any questions, and then maybe we'll just do some of the minhagim of leaving the cemetery. Well, Gabe, you're active over here today. The Rosh writes in Sukkah that Avel Chafetz Elias Mespodid V'yoshim Rokom Tzar V'afilu K'deir Elias Torah B'tzar. Doesn't that imply that there are no Avelim, that there are Avelim who want to be left alone? Yeah, or at least don't want to be distracted from the Avelos. It probably depends, meaning that maybe that's the first 3 days. I understand that one can't change the past, but what the Ramah seems to say or hold, we shouldn't say, is that if we were able to change the past, we would. If I were there, why would that be different from davening for him while he was still alive? Yeah, because there's this inyan of tzidduk hadin, of being mekabel gzeira min hashamayim. So that's the whole difference between a tefillah shav and the whole concept of tefillah. Shach was the Bach who says that when you can do both Birkacholim comes first. Right, that would also explain the Gemara without saying it's a watered down Nichum. Right, that's probably why he says that. What's Pshat with the Nichum Avelim done in the Shul during Kabbalah Shabbos? Yeah, so that's also a Nichum Avelim of the Tzibur. And that's Pashtus. The Pashtus of that is it's a way of saying that we're now being Mekabel Shabbos, meaning we're closing off the Nichum Avelim, and that's why we do it right before Mizmashir, because Mizmashir is Kabbalah Shabbos, so you dafka do it right then before your Mekabel Shabbos. There's different minhagim. I think by Nusach Sfar they do it before the Chadodi, because there's a machlokas when exactly Kabbalah Shabbos is. Is Kabbalah Shabbos at Mizmashir, is Kabbalah Shabbos at Bowie Kala? So if you hold Kabbalah Shabbos at Bowie Kala, so you're going to want to get it in before Lechadodi. But if Kabbalah Shabbos is at Mizmar Shir, so then you could do it before Mizmar Shir. But that's probably the Pashas. What else? By saying, you can say Amakim Menachem as many times as you want, does that imply you should say it every time? Does that mean it's totally optional? Yeah, I think it's totally optional. I mean, you should say it at least once, you know, because that is the tradition. But the point is, the Iker Kiyum of Nichum Avelim is being there and talking about the mace. That's the Iker Kiyum of Nichum Avelim. It's not really about that, you know, saying the magic words. You know, it's not like saying that line. It's not like a magical thing. And if he gets known the Chama from it, you know, from you saying it, or you're just reading it off a thing and it doesn't sound like you even know what you're saying, so then it's probably not the kiyum if the avil doesn't feel any better from it. I'm not talking about like a 6-year-old kid comes and he reads it off the thing, so the avilim normally do appreciate that, you know, even though it doesn't sound like a super emotional divrei nechama. Okay, maybe just a couple of points about leaving the cemetery that come up over here. The Mechaber writes in Siv Dalet, and then Be'ez Hashem will get into Kaddish and Tefillah tomorrow, but the Mechaber writes in Siv Dalet that the minhag is after the Stimas HaKever, that's when you remove the shoes and you're Marchik Ma'at from the Beis HaKvaros and you say Kaddish, and then you're Tolish Afar and you're Tolish Asavim, and they throw it behind their back. So the Shach says, they say Zachar Ki Afar Anachnu as they're doing this. In Siv Katnei, he quotes a Kolbo that they're Tolish Atzavim Bitzror Afaram, Vizorkam Al Rosho Derech Tsar, that they put on their head as a way of Tsar, and Al Derech Vayizruku Afar Al Roshayam Ashamayma. So the Pnei Baruch quotes from the Shevet Yehuda that Mashe Mashlichin Hasav Nachareim Lo Lifneim Reisi B'Medrash HaNeshama Osa Leviya Leguf Ad HaKever, that the neshama follows the body until the kever, and Ve'ena Rashas Lachzar Shiyitnu Lo Hakal Rishus, and it's only allowed to return when the kal gives it rishus. Ukshazork nachareim zewa rishus. I'm not sure why it is that we don't do that anymore. I mean, we do the slightly moving away and the kaddish and the taking off of the shoes. That we still do. I don't know why we don't really do the throwing of the dirt so much anymore. I'm sure there are communities that do, but I haven't seen it. Then the Mechaber writes that you're supposed to wash your hands. So in the Beis Lechem Yehuda, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he says that Yesh Omrim at the time of the Rechitza, Kaper Liamcha Yisrael, and some are knowing to wash their face as well, Umechayel Kim Dima Me'al Kalpanim, and then they say, Bila Mavis Lenatzach Mach Shem Dima Me'al Kalpanim, V'cher Pasam El Yasir, V'cher Pasam El Yatsir, Me'al Kalaretz, Ki Hashem Diber. And Sefer Pnei Baruch, he quotes Machlokas, if you should be makbid by the minag not to dry your hands. Geshra Chaim says the minag is that way, that we don't dry our hands, and that is certainly what I've seen is the minag, to wash without drying. Chachmas Adam says that when you wash your hands after the cemetery, you shouldn't take the kli from somebody else. And Mavri Yabok, he says that the minig is that you pour all the water out of the kli after you finish washing. You don't bring back the water. And the Aruch HaShulchan, he says that even the other Malavim of the Mace, even though they didn't go to the Beis HaKvaros, if they were within Dalet Amos, Samuch Lamita, they also need to be Notel Yedei, and they also need to wash their hands. Then the Ramah quotes the minog of, there are more details about the washing the hands. If anyone's interested, I have a Temin Halacha on it. Went into a little more of the reasons for it and some of the details about washing the hands, but the ikur is to know that that's what you tell people, that they should wash their hands. Typically, they don't go into a house until they've washed their hands after the funeral, and that's the practice. The Ramah writes at Yesh Omrim that you should be Yoshev 7 times, because the ruchos are malavahim, and calls man that they're Yoshev, you're boreach the ruchos from him. And he quotes some that have the minhag to do 3 times, and he says, you know, whatever minhag of the same in Torah, whatever it is, our minhag is we do stop and we read the Yoshev B'Seisen, right? Taz writes that he was mekabel me'avi zekeno, that you say 7 times you know him. The first time you say until the word ki, and the second time ki malachav, and ki malachav yitzaveh l'shamrecha b'kol b'chol derechecha, because there's a sod involved in that. So we don't actually sit each time, but we pause each time, meaning as you're going toward the cemetery, and all this is in a handbook, meaning this is the tricky part of, it's like an afterthought when you learn Hilchos Avelus, but it's like a big deal when you're the rabbi and you're running the funeral, so you got to know what to do. So all of this is in the handbook, you know, about saying what you're supposed to be saying and when and how you're supposed to be stopping and what days you do it on and what days you don't do it on. So I would always recommend rabbanim who aren't that experienced that running a levaya to read the madrich before the levaya, so that you're familiar with what the different minhagim are. A lot of minhagim at a levaya itself that are just minhagim. They're not really the core of hilchos avelus. Okay, we're going to stop there, but tomorrow we'll get into kaddish and tefillah be'ezras Hashem. And then we'll move on. Then we'll go on from Shinai and Vav. But that's tomorrow's Kaddish and Tefillah. That's Shem. Is there anything else in Shinai and Vav? Yeah, that's it. That's it. We'll skip Shinai and Zion, and then the next day we'll move on from there. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.
Pleasure.